5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Summer Sessions, the first Summer Sessions of 2021, man. And it's a little different. We've got a half house today. It's just me and Young Pat Vito here this week. But everybody who kept tweeting us, to my man, you and Pat need to do your own podcast. Y'all niggas don't ever agree. That shit would be entertaining. Well, nigga, you got your wish today because Damien has a new work schedule and we got to figure that out. He will be on OT this week, but we're going to get the schedule out for the regular pod. And my brother is a coward and he claims he's scared about this Ohio State game.
So is it a national championship?
Yes, yeah, a national championship.
They playing Alabama, right?
Yeah, they playing Alabama.
They get cooked.
I haven't watched.
I'm just assuming because it's
Bama.
Exactly. The state is going to get cooked.
So he says that he wants to focus, considering he's only watched two Ohio State games all season. But, hey, whatever. So we are here. As you can tell, man, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Barb Chair Scott. You can follow me. You can follow Pav on Twitter and Instagram at PavYourWorld. You can hit up PavVerbs.com/. It's been a long time. PavVerbs.com. And you can stream Letter to My Exes right now.
Off subject. On the website, we got to figure this out. But I have a subscription ability on the website now.
Okay. We will figure that out.
We can figure that out.
Y'all can go on there. Check out the record. Subscribe.
I got to set it up. But check out the record. Subscribe. I'm sure eventually we can have some special content for you.
Some special content for y'all. Yes, yes. And we got a new record dropping soon. So pay attention for that. We almost at 50,000 streams for Letter to My Exes, man. Keep streaming that. Songs About Women coming soon. And of course, if you are a Patreon subscriber, you already know what time it is. If you're not, patreon.com/barbershare network, man. Subscribe to the $10 package and you can get Summer Sessions OT, which resumes this week. We haven't had any OT in 3 weeks. The holiday's over. So let's get right into it, man. How has been your new year? So it's been 10 days to the new year. How's it been?
I've been chilling, bro. I don't even be doing nothing.
Speaking to the mic, sir.
You ain't hear me?
Nah.
I said, I've been chilling. I don't even be doing nothing. You hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
I mean, shit, I ain't been doing shit either.
I don't be doing shit. I be in the crib, bro.
I'll be in the crib, especially we in Ronaville right now.
Yeah.
Whatever they say on Twitter. It was like this thing on Twitter they said about how bad it is in LA. I'm trying to find it right now.
Yeah, you were talking about when they said, I think it was like, what, 538 different outbreaks, something like that?
Yeah, they said, hold on, I got it right here. It says, yeah. Today officials warned that there are COVID outbreaks everywhere in LA, and at any time you leave your house, you're in danger. Indeed, there are currently 538 open outbreaks at businesses in LA County, the most ever reported. There are 6 open outbreaks at Whole Foods across LA County, including Sherman Oaks, Westwood, downtown LA. In total, 92 staff members have been affected. Outbreaks defined as 3+ linked cases and 14 target locations.
I was about to ask what constitutes as a outbreak.
Well, they just said like as far as 13, people getting affected with it.
Yeah, 3 cases that make sense.
Yeah, and 10 LAPD stations have COVID outbreaks too, with 340 people who worth their testing for virus. And even the Amazon staffs who drop y'all packages off, 250 of them niggas are linked with 5 outbreaks in Amazon warehouses across LA County.
Crazy.
So it's a lot of shit going on. I've been staying my ass in the crib. Just, you know, we're finally get back into the swing of things recording wise. So yeah, that's just pretty much what I've been doing, man.
Yeah, I mean, I go to Staples Center, and which is cool. Like the games, it'd be cool. You'd be
yeah,
way
how,
away.
Yeah, how has that been? You've been to a couple of them now.
It's cool. Like it, honestly, I enjoyed it. It's like going to watch the best LA Fitness run of all time.
Okay.
And it's like honestly, bro, I remember the crowd isn't, because like the PA system they have now is so good that honestly the only time I remember is no crowd there is when big plays happen, like when somebody get crossed and they don't have a PA like say nothing.
Uh-huh.
And they have it basically for us like free throws, after baskets, made opposition baskets. They play music, like they have a good system. But yeah, I mean it's cool. Like I enjoy, like basically you sit 100 level, and you know what usually the walkways are.
Yeah,
that's where you sit, and like you have your own table. Like it don't be nobody within however many feet of you. You can't eat or drink inside. They have like a little outside patio if you want to like congregate, but even still, they got like the chairs like way away from everybody. They don't really have hot food for you no more. They got box lunches. Yeah, I mean it's cool. Like I don't feel threatened or like unsafe or anything. It's cool.
Yeah, I think you know, it's just kind of one of those things right now where everything just kind of feels weird. Like, you know, when you look, like even just watching the NBA, and I've gotten better with how the NBA presentation has been. I think over the last week, I've been watching more. And I think that's because I have to pay for my fucking league pass now. so I was like, you know what, nigga, maybe you should watch some games. You're going to be playing $40 a fucking month. So fuck league pass. We've ended a 7-year streak of everybody being on Pavs league pass. And, you know, I noticed that, you know, it's a, they trying to do what fucking Sunday Ticket is doing this shit. And so I'm just pretty much, you know, kind of fed up with that shit. So I've been watching a lot more basketball games and shit like that. But I don't know, man. I'm just really trying to see where everything kind of goes next. You know what I'm saying? So we got to see what's going to happen, man. It's 2021. A lot of things have been going on. I think the great thing about 2021 that has been brought to us is the Busted Challenge.
The Busted Challenge has been incredible.
Yes, I have thoroughly enjoyed it. It's the greatest challenge in social media. Now, first when it happened, I was like, okay, what the fuck is this? Then yesterday, I was talking to Lotto, and I was like, yo, I spent like 10 minutes in that hashtag. I was like, I don't know if it's just, you know, I've been in the house too long. I don't know what it is. I was like, okay, what's going on here? I like this.
My computer mic, because this shit is tripping and I don't know why it's tripping.
Oh, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I know. This is my computer mic. My actual mic is tripping and I don't know why it's tripping. That's concerning. But anyway, no, the Busted Challenge, my nigga. Bro, how do I sound? I sound cool?
You sound good. You're good.
The Busted Challenge, my nigga. So I'm scrolling. I just be looking like, yo, this is actually kind of interesting. Like, I be looking like, yo, oh, whoa. This is a whole new human being here. The whole new human being here. The fuck is going on?
I saw one. This chick like a dyke. For like.
Yes, I saw that one too. Yes.
Like, she looked like she put me in a headlock. And she looked like she was the man in a relationship.
I know what you're talking about.
2 seconds later, I was like, okay. I did not see that coming.
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
The ladies have really been in the house with the ones who've been safe and not going to the club. Y'all took time, got all dolled up for this challenge.
The women been so bad. I don't even care that most of the outfits been so lackluster.
I saw you tweet that the other day.
The shit they've been changing it to been trash. But they've been so bad that like I really ain't even care. The shit they've been changing it to been goddamn terrible though.
So how many bad fits have you seen?
Most of them.
Most of them in bad fits.
Like about 75% of the outfits that have been bad.
Okay.
They just like half naked, which don't mean it's a good outfit, but I mean we accept it because like we've been in the house for too long.
I mean, pretty much. That's pretty much what. Yeah, I'm just
like today. I went to the grocery store just to feel something.
Just I've been walking.
Feel something, bro.
I've been walking
literally just like for the laugh.
I've gotten back to my walk. I've been walking like a mile a day for like 3 weeks now.
Respectable.
Just like get out the fucking house and feel alive. And like I walk like up to, you know where the CVS is at, right? So I walk all the way up there and then I come back. And then I was just like, even just seeing people on the street, like, you know, in the morning, usually it's usually cracking on La Cienega, but like it ain't that many cars out there.
Yeah, it really don't even like, I mean, I live basically off like the La Cienega, the valley kind of sort of like Ventura, don't really be cracking like that. Like even the street two blocks away, there's a whole bunch of shops. It's like shops, restaurants, thrift stores, like everything is up there. That shit kind of dead. Cause like they close all the restaurants, so that shit kind of dead. The thrift stores don't really be cracking like that. Like the only thing they be cracking is TJ Maxx, bro.
TJ Maxx
be cracking, G. And I have no idea. You be niggas waiting outside snowing for the.
I'm about to say, what the fuck is the TJ Maxx?
I have no idea, bro. But TJ Maxx be cracking every single day.
Man, I mean, I went to a liquor store over there by an accident. Not by accident, but I was like on my walk. And I was like, hey, let me go some wine in here real quick.
The PJ Mart was called?
Yeah, the one like in that little mall area by Kaiser. Sense. So you can't even walk into the bagel shop in there. You got to order your shit from outside.
You do got to order your shit from outside.
So I was like, damn, nigga, like, I'm at the point right now where it's like, there's even like medical workers who don't want to take the fucking vaccine. I'm at the point right now, I was like, nigga, I'm just going to take that vaccine. I'm just going to go on with what I can do and be around responsible people because this shit ain't going nowhere anytime soon, dog.
I told you, by the way.
You did. You said this. You said, now I want y'all to know, Pav, like, is the prophet. Him and Thomas, both. Thomas was the first one. I think Thomas, my brother.
Thomas alerted me about it. Thomas like alerted me about it. Yeah, and then I remember I went back to Chicago and I had, like, a meeting. And they was talking about coronavirus and like when I went to the bank and I'm like, all right, if y'all telling me this is like before also, I'm like, all right, this shit must be a little bit. So I started reading up about it. Then like 2 weeks before a super broke out, when I was going around telling everybody, yo, coronavirus, nobody cared. The only nigga who was like, yo, was Derek. So I was at Buffalo Avenue, Derek. He was like, bro, like I work for like a tech company and like somebody got coronavirus where they like sending computers out and we ain't got no computers. They stopped all the computers from coming in.
Damn.
Like, so we were like, yo, we got hella new employees and no computers for the employees. And we got it. This was like the week before, 2 weeks before the NBA shut down. Got back, came, did the Lakers-Clippers game, which was the last game I did. And then that nigga Rudy got sick when I was in the studio. And then that's when I was reading up on it, I was like, yeah, it's looking like 2024. So I was like, you got to get the vaccine. Everybody got to take the vaccine. Then enough people have to take it where it's like,
so where everybody's safe.
Yeah. Then also you gotta hope the shit don't morph into some whole different thing while it's like completely morphing. Like they have different strands, but like I was reading up on it. I wonder if the strands are just is more transmittable outside. Cause like at first, which is why I said you could eat outside at first was cause I guess UV rays allegedly. Yeah. You can look at this stuff of UV rays, which is why like at restaurants at first they would put like the place on like UV rays or something. I guess sunlight would like help kill the virus. So I wonder if it's more transmittable because it just adapted to being outside. Who knows?
I mean,
nobody has an idea.
I mean, it's like, I remember when you guys put it in the group. I mean, the first ever mention I heard about it was probably November 2019, like around Thanksgiving. And I didn't think nothing about it. I feel like that's this new virus every fucking year. But then my brother texted me like at the beginning of February, like a couple weeks before All-Star. He's like, man, your husband, not come out here. I'm like, for what? You don't bring that coronavirus with you, nigga. I was like, whatever, fuck out of here. And then we was in a group chat, and I think it was you and Thomas was like, nah, this shit gonna get serious. And I'm like, yeah, okay, nigga. Like, this, you know, I just didn't believe none of that shit. So for it to happen a month later, for it to hit, and then here we are, almost a year later, and this shit's worse. Like, it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
I never realized how many holidays was in the wintertime. Like, you had-
Until people couldn't do them?
Yeah, no, until, like, people wanted to, like, gather. Cause like, yeah. It's just so standard, like whatever you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, you got New Year's, you got Super Bowl weekend. Yep. Niggas is definitely gonna get sick Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, for sure.
By the time like March and April come, I assume it to be a little bit better. But like that's why the NBA going through this shit. Cause niggas definitely was kicking it on New Year's, and then probably went back to kicking with their family or whoever got their ass sick. And now, so it's like I never really realized how many holidays we're like doing the winter until now.
But even then, with the with the fucking, you know, the middle months where there's no really no holidays, it's gonna be like when it was at the beginning of when the corona came last year. It was like people quarantined for like 2 months. Soon as Memorial Day weekend came, niggas back out in these streets.
The only thing about Memorial Day weekend is luckily it's summer in most places. So you have more sunlight. You hope that like-
I mean, that shit ain't outside. Helped this summer.
Nah. It didn't like blow out of control. Like it more cases, but it's not like it was now. Like, okay. Like if it was cold during when niggas was marching and shit, nigga.
Okay, that's a good point.
Cause you got like regular cold, regular seasonal flu, on top of the, which is why hospitals doing so bad. Cause like your ass might go in there for the flu, but nigga, we got nigga 800 corona patients in here.
Unless you die for Dre. And by the way, prayers up for Dre.
Prayers up for Dre. But nigga, you know Dre.
Somebody tweeted like, how does he get a bed? Like,
because he's Dr. Dre.
This nigga made the chronic.
He's Dr. Dre, nigga.
Keyshawn Pico is just gonna be fine without a bed for the night. Cause
Dr. This nigga Dre made the die, chronic. Nigga.
Yeah, that, yeah. I hope die, Dre. You know, prayers up for Dre. I saw Quincy Jones probably tweet to him. I had two brain aneurysms.
I'm gonna keep it G with you. You know what the first thing I thought about when he got an aneurysm?
What?
That woman.
What woman?
That woman, his ex-wife. Them payments, nigga. That $2 million a month, nigga. That's why you stressed, nigga. That's why your ass out here stressed.
I'm not gonna lie,
like
that was the first
nigga.
Thing I thought too.
First thing I thought about
because
was that
the nigga did have a hearing 2 days later. And then niggas tried to rob his shit. Why he in ICU?
Facts.
Because she out in the streets talking like he got $250 million in the house.
Nigga, that's like, first thing I thought about, wasn't it? And that woman got your ass stressed, nigga.
First of all, she could have got her money because they've been married for 25 years if she didn't start stealing from the business account. And nobody tell you to do that shit. Account? Yeah, she started just stealing from the business account. That's why she ain't get her money. That's why they going. Yeah, they've been married since 1995. She would have automatically got half if she just shut the fuck up. It would have been beast by Nicole if she just shut the fuck up. That's all you had to do. Stay low. That's all you had to do. Now the nigga's in the hospital. Hopefully he comes out soon. You know what they
were all that,
huh?
I thought he was back home already.
Nah. They said yesterday he's still in ICU. That's what Variety said.
Oh, okay.
He's still in ICU, but Quincy Jones said I've had two brain aneurysms. I'm like
Quincy Jones lived.
Quincy didn't live life.
Ain't he like 90 now?
Quincy, yeah, he like 88. This nigga said he just stopped drinking when he was 82. Quincy. If you watch his documentary on Netflix, that nigga Quincy didn't live a life like. Every time he around, New York, like, yeah, I'm from South Side of Chicago, which Chicago niggas always love telling you where we from.
Always.
All the time. And that leads me to an argument. That was not an argument, but something I saw on the TL today that, of course, I want to talk about. Yeah. And, you know, as I feel like we were the, Chicago nightlife pioneer. Not pioneer. I won't say pioneers, but, like, we participated in Chicago nightlife.
Nah, nigga, we did that shit to the fullest, nigga.
We did it to the fullest. We was out here, like, you know, one of them teams that ran the NBA for a little bit. We tried to do our heatles, you know what I'm saying, for a little bit. We had a nice little run. So this had an argument today that started about Chicago nightlife not being fun. And everybody jumped up on this woman. I didn't respond because Chicago Twitter, one of the things, if you say anything, you disagree, niggas gonna start pounding on you. And niggas already think that we Hollywood, we moved out here. So I didn't have time for that today. But this is my fucking podcast. It's our podcast, and I say what the fuck I want. I feel like Chicago is, you can have fun there. Now, granted, I don't know how the new scene is. Every time I come home, other people got to tell me what the fuck is going on. I don't fucking know.
It can't be that different.
It can't be that fucking
different. Let niggas in a couple more places because hip-hop took
over. Right. It's not. It can't be that much more different. But I think if you compare it to, like, the New York or the L.A. or the Atlanta, Miami,
Texas,
Houston.
Houston.
You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be in that, you know what I'm saying, category.
See, if you white, even Phoenix.
Phoenix, nigga. Well, Phoenix is. What they say, Phoenix is New York for.
If you white, bro, Phoenix, Scottsdale, that shit be lit, nigga. If you white, that shit is lit. If you black, but if you white, that shit is lit.
So it's like, I feel like we know in Chicago, I had these little debates. First of all, you can't tell Chicago nigga nothing about Chicago. Period. We think we the best in everything, and I think we're the best in a lot. You know what I'm saying? But I like Chicago nightlife. I don't love it.
It's cool.
I've definitely had way more fun in LA than I had in Chicago nightlife.
I've had way more fun in many places than I've had.
I've only been in New York one time when I had more fun.
I'm gonna keep it G with you. San Diego fun as hell.
I've been to San Diego, but I haven't been like in San Diego. Like,
San Diego fun as hell. The gas up court, that shit is fun as hell. San Diego was fun. Like Chicago is a great bar city.
Yes,
it also depends like what you're trying to do. Like if you're trying to go to the club, Chicago, that's not where you.
Chicago's not a club city.
Not a club city. Yeah. If you just want to go out to like, if you want to like bar hop, hell yeah, go to Chicago. Like you're gonna have a great time. You go to Wrigley. Literally, if you just want to bar hop and just drink, Chicago. The drinks are not that expensive, nigga. You can take $100 out and on like a Chicago night, just
have
alcohol,
great fucking night.
Destroy, nigga. You gonna get destroyed, and you could damn near probably get your homie destroyed for $100. So like for that,
you can't bring $100 out in LA,
nigga, that's two drinks.
That's right.
that's two drinks, bro.
You gonna be heading back to the ATM after 35 minutes.
That's like two drinks. That's two drinks. So if you want to go to a bar, yeah, it's great. But when we compare it to like upper echelon club cities or cities that are more made like for tourism, nah.
Yeah, I agree with that too. And everybody, if you don't have fun in Chicago, you lame and broke. And then like, and that's another thing I saw that was too. It was like capping me. It was like Chicago people don't care about celebrities. If we see you walking down the street, we ain't gonna say nothing. First of all, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I've seen too many niggas out here ready to kiss Ross ass. And one of them little in stores that nigga did like a couple years ago.
Somebody went GDs ran up on him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? I've seen grown men like do that shit. And also, it's not that many celebrities in Chicago. We ain't talking about niggas who play for the Bulls and the Cubs and shit. Like,
nigga, I remember when I was at London House when AD walked in. Nigga, the whole place turned and just looked at me.
I bet they got this
for like 10 minutes. The whole place is turned and looked at, bro. Stop lying. Chicago care about celebrities because you don't see that.
We don't care how you are. Like, somebody said, well, I saw Antoine Walker. I'm like, that's Antoine Walker.
Antoine Walker.
Like,
nobody cares.
He's a crib celebrity. I don't fucking count, man. Now, you know, good and goddamn well, let you be in London House, LeBron James walk up in that bitch. Oh, you'll see y'all niggas switch up now.
Nigga, I saw LeBron in the club and niggas didn't even move. I was the only one who was like, yo, that's fucking LeBron. Niggas like, is that LeBron? Went back to drinking. I'm like, nigga, this is fucking LeBron.
Which is why I think it's more common out here when people don't pay attention. Cause
exactly.
It's celebrity Disney World. Like, yeah. You know how you go to Disney World or Six Flags? Oh, they go Bugs Bunny. They go Mickey Mouse. You walk down the street. Oh, shit. They go Miley Cyrus and shit. Like, Thomas was telling me a story about like a couple months ago. He said he went to the liquor store and Miley Sarah Cyrus was sitting on top of a car right next to him. He was trying to open his door to leave. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, that shit happens here. Like, if Michael B. Jordan walk into motherfucking some club downtown Chicago, niggas is gonna stop. Yeah, all your chicks is gonna stop.
Gee, the whole fucking club gonna stop.
Let's stop the bullshit. Like, we just unbothered by everything. No, nigga, that's not true. It's not true. Yeah, just how many niggas is in Chicago?
It's false.
What business does Michael B. Jordan have in Chicago?
Nobody really has any business.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody has any business. Like, what are you here for?
Oh, I seen Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack plays for the Bears. You damn right yourself.
Where else he gonna be? Like, all you're gonna see is maybe Bears players, Bulls players, but not like the up echelon niggas. You're gonna see like Denzel Valentine.
You ain't gonna see Zach LaVine in the spot.
Yeah, you ain't gonna see Zach hanging out. You're gonna see like Denzel Valentine. You might see like Kobe White because he ain't that lit yet. But I see Kobe starting now. You might not even see Kobe.
Yeah, you might not even see Kobe. Now, you see Pat Williams in there right now.
Yeah, you see Patrick Williams in there.
Give him a couple Gafford. Years, you might not see him in that.
Daniel Gafford.
Gafford
in there. You ain't gonna see Zach.
Oh, I gotta show love to Gafford, man. He be wearing pillows like niggas pay that nigga. Like,
by the way, Gafford is better than Wendell Carter, by the way.
I said that.
Gafford was abusing that nigga Zubac yesterday.
I said
abusing that nigga.
Look, I saw like, maybe 5 seconds of the game yesterday.
It was a great game.
Not because look, I was watching the first step with the Bears zone, so I ain't really give a shit. But like, then I went to halftime, I'm like, oh, okay, Zach getting off. Because I don't really know what happened. I'm pretty sure he's acting like a dickhead at
the
end.
No,
like,
they lost the exact same way they've lost every game for the past 2 years.
Okay, so this is the argument we have on Twitter. So this is my thing about you saying that Boylan wasn't the number one problem. That's what your point
was. Right? Was not number one problem.
You don't think he was the number one issue?
No.
I think he was the number one issue.
No. I think, KBG with you, I think the organization was the number one issue.
Okay, that's fair.
Because they are the people who, even like I complain about the talent, but then the niggas who picked the talent. I think the organization was the number one issue. And the reason why I was on the side of him eventually going was because I felt like there was no accountability within the organization in general.
I agree with that.
So, like, yeah, them niggas might play a little bit harder because they actually like coming to work now, but them niggas still suck.
Now, maybe this is Bulls fans that y'all interact with and Hoops and Brews mentions. I don't know what y'all mentions look like. But at least the Bulls fans I've seen, I've never said that we was this great team that had talent. In fact, I picked us to miss the playoffs when we did our season preview. My whole thing with the team was I just wanted them to fight harder. There was games last year. We were just getting our asses beat sometimes.
But also, niggas was so hurt last year, though, bro.
Niggas were – okay, I get that. Niggas
was hella hurt. Niggas and, like, listen, even, like, a nigga, like – like, okay, Chris Dunn was there. Like, I was at the game, right, yesterday. And the positions that Temple was in, Chris Dunn would be in. But Chris Dunn can't fucking shoot.
Yeah, he can't shoot like Temple.
It's like 4 years pro. So even though Chris Dunn is a really good defender and he might lead the league of steals, a lot of that is because, like, the nigga just be doing shit because his IQ not there. Temple is a veteran. You put Temple when you put that young on the court. You got 2 10-year veterans, like, that shit make a difference. Like, yeah, they do fight harder. They do play a little better. But also, like, they got the actual people on the court healthy this year. Most of the people.
That's a good point. I agree with that. But I like you said, Billy Donovan's obviously a better coach than
Jimmy. Yeah, he is. Obviously.
The players actually respect him. And there was just so many shit. Like, and Jim Boylan couldn't draw up plays. Nigga used up every fucking timeout.
Billy Donovan, okay, now the nigga might have bad time management. But literally, when I was watching the game, it's not like this nigga Billy Donovan was calling some shit. The nigga was literally...
He called a great call against that game win against the Lakers. Zach just pulled that bitch way too early. I thought that was a great play. Do that. And that's Zach's problem. But Zach has the Russell Westbrook IQ within the games.
But also, Boylan would literally send screens up for a nigga. He would wave the screen off and pull up for 30.
It's because he didn't respect
Boylan. That happened many times.
But it's because he didn't respect
Boylan. No, that's just Zach just be playing a hero ball.
But a lot of he don't respect Boylan. Even when you don't see this nigga on the bench to him, nigga, I had 40. Like he did last year when Boylan was in his face.
He said you had 40 because you weren't playing no fucking defense. You had 40, but you probably gave up 45. So what the fuck doesn't matter? He probably didn't like that nigga. That's fair.
It has a lot to do
with it. Probably did not like
that nigga. The locker room did. Did you see these niggas was tweeting little memes and shit when that nigga get fired? The locker room did not like that nigga.
I think it was the whole organization though, G. Like really, I think it was just the whole organization.
I've been on Packs and Guards ass for forever. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying coaching means a lot. And I'm not finna sit up here and act like Benny Donovan is the greatest coach ever. I think he's a good coach. I think he's a solid coach and he's gonna help this young team. And more than anything, these niggas are watchable. They weren't watchable last year to me. Or the year, they ain't been watchable since Jimmy Butler left. They ain't been watchable at all.
That's fair.
Like, I checked out so easy. Like, at least I'm like, okay, well, I got 2.5 months to watch these niggas before the White Sox come back and I don't give a shit anymore. So, at least it gives me something to pay attention to. But, yeah, man. But, well, like when we were saying about the club scene shit, I just love Chicago debate. I love Chicago Twitter, like, in general. But it's just like, I'll be lying sometimes, bro.
Chicago Twitter just half of these niggas only travel to Atlanta. These niggas only been to Atlanta. Let's maybe keep it Houston, all the way funky. Maybe Houston. Niggas go to Atlanta, maybe Houston. Where else do Chicago niggas go? Miami.
No, they don't even go to Miami.
Every now and then. Miami is like goddamn London to them Atlanta. Niggas. Yeah, but Miami is like when you want to really get spicy. You wanna really spice that shit up. You go to
occasionally
Miami.
LA.
And they come to LA like that, G.
Occasionally, some
niggas come to LA and complain the whole time because right. Like, niggas can't get mouth sauce. Like
nigga, why exactly. Do you want that, G? Exactly. So this is the thing. When you gotta stop, don't go to other cities expecting Chicago. This is my thing. I like regional shit. When I came to New York, what do? We played fucking New York, Brooklyn niggas all fucking time. Whole time with that. Niggas playing Big J. Nigga, we playing ASAP.
Play that ASAP mob tape.
We playing all that shit. I was like, I'm just mad we didn't get a chopped cheese. I really wanted one of them shits. I don't know why we didn't get one. Probably we were ripping and running. We probably want anything, but we eating whatever we eat.
Think about it.
Yeah. But like, we got the pizza and the Lower East Side at 4 a.m. in the morning. We had the New York experience. When I go to Atlanta, I want to have Waffle House. I want to go to a strip club.
Zaxby's.
I need all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
when I'm in Miami, I need the Miami experience. When I'm in whatever, I need that experience. Like, don't be going halfway across. Yeah. Don't be like,
oh, Chicago food business. Okay, nigga. So, like, we think about what's going on here. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Also, with Chicago food, like, I like it, but a lot of it is
just... You're going to get on your shit greasy.
Nah, it is. Have you just looked at a fucking Italian beef? Just look at that motherfucker.
I'm not an Italian beef guy, so.
I feel you, but just like look at the motherfucker. Like, this is like something you want to eat, nigga?
I don't like Italian beef, so.
I know, but like, look at this shit. They be putting like, they could be cheese, peppers, a big ass thing of beef dipped in hella fucking
grease. It's not shit that I can eat every day. I'm 32 now, so that shit, I'll spend a nice night on a toilet if I eat some shit like that. But, I mean, I've never been an Italian beef guy, and there's a lot of spice, and I'm not saying that. LA got fucking greasy shit. You go to the hood right now. Oh, most tacos are like this, huh?
Them tacos be greasy as fuck.
I love greasy tacos, man.
I do too, but like the real tacos be greasy as shit. Speaking of, love them too.
I want some tacos now. Anyway, but that fucking like when you come to LA, bro, you gotta get you all the food that you like. And I'm not the biggest fan of LA food, but enjoy the experience. Don't come out looking for sharks and shit, nigga. Like,
also, it's two LAs though.
It really is.
When niggas come out here, you're gonna go to Hollywood. you not gonna go to LA because it's like you not even know where to find the restaurants at, where to like go to them places that you want to go. You gonna go to the Hollywood shit because that's a tourist shit. You gonna try to go to Poppy. You gonna try to go to, you know, whatever. Like that's Hollywood shit. If you want to go to LA, you gotta link with some LA niggas and have the niggas take you to LA. It's a difference.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like, you know, I definitely agree with that one. Like, I think we were around some people who from LA kind of, you know, showed us some shit, what you should and what you shouldn't do. You always should have homies who from the area. So you don't be out here wilding and shit. Because it's Hollywood and it's real LA. There's people who live in the neighborhoods in LA who ain't never been to Hollywood. Just like there's people in Chicago who, you know, out here in Inglewood, them niggas ain't never been downtown.
Facts.
It's the same shit. So, you know, and it's just one of those things where, you know, you gotta lower your expectations. Stop comparing shit to everything. This city's not supposed to be like that city. That's why I think what's great about it. Whenever I do go to Miami, nigga, give me some Cuban food, nigga. What's good? Like, let's do some Miami shit.
Let's stay out till 6 in the morning.
Let's stay out on South Beach, nigga. Let's do all that shit.
Eat wings in the strip club. Like
eat wings in the strip club.
I want to do that.
I want to go back to Atlanta so I can eat wings in the strip club, bro. We didn't get to do that. Even though we went on our little strip club world tour. But then again, I would only go to eat because I'm kind of like anti-strip clubs now. Just for us because...
It's so pointless.
It's pointless.
It's a waste of money.
It's a waste of fucking money.
Like, if I'm going to spend $200 to throw money, I'd rather just pay for sex. This is a real thing. This is so uneconomical right now. Like, this is... Why am I doing this? This is a waste of money.
Should I pay for sex right now? The Rona wouldn't think. I'm be 100% real. It's look, man... It's been very dry over here.
The older I get, the more I understand why people do that.
And honestly, you know, you'd be like, you pay for sex. If you think about it, I don't have to listen to her talk. We know what we here to do. I ain't got to worry about being rude, telling you to go the fuck home. You come in and do a job.
You paying for a service.
And honestly, they're pros.
Exactly.
They know what they're doing.
You're probably going to enjoy it.
You're going to have a good night.
You're probably going to have a great night.
You're paying for the experience.
You're probably going to have a great... And she's going to leave afterwards.
Exactly. She's going to leave. She going to come. You give her money. She do what she do. Maybe y'all have a drink, smoke a blunt, or whatever you like to do. She go the fuck home.
You can make a whole night of it if you want to. Sometimes they have hourly rates. All right, cool. So let's say you cost $400 for 4 hours. Cool.
Yeah.
Have a couple of drinks. You get in your whole vibe.
Talk.
if you don't want to make it like that, have a couple
of
drinks.
And even the talk, it's not one of those, okay, maybe I'll get some ass tonight. You know. That you get some ass.
You know what's going down. So it's like the older I get, the more I understand it. And I'm like, you know what? I get the concept. I ain't even mad at it.
I understand it more from a lot of perspectives, man. I understand it from... They're professionals, man. You do what you got to do. And I just feel like sometimes, the older I get, the more I realize some people put sex way too high on the fucking platter. Let's say I'm 40-year-old virgin. You know what your problem? You're putting pussy on a pedestal. Like, it's not the pussy to put in your pedestal. Sex ain't that deep a lot of times. It's as deep as people make it out to be. Like,
I agree.
With this whole Lori Harvey debate, who gives a shit who she dates? I like a turn, nigga. Tag me in. Please.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of people projecting on, yeah. Which is like a really weird situation. It'd be like women mad because like they ain't got no game and because men don't want to be. First of all, Lori is probably a really cool woman.
She probably, somebody said this, you know why she's probably awesome to be around? She's probably cool. She got money. She come from money. Her daddy was one of the Fresh Prince executive producers.
Exactly. So she
I'm getting her mixed up with Jordan Woods. I'm tweaking. Both of them hoes rich. So you know, Jordan Woods' daddy was a Fresh Prince dude. Obviously, Lori Harvey, Steve Harvey's daughter. But yeah, both of them come for money.
She's not gonna ask you for shit.
She's not gonna ask you. Have you ever heard this bitch talk?
Never.
You've never heard a Lori Harvey soundbite.
She just take pictures, be bad, and date niggas.
That's it.
She ain't problematic. What's the problem? She don't say nothing. I love it.
Yeah,
she's probably a really, really cool woman. And it's like, and also niggas fuck with her because she know the code.
Yep.
You ain't never heard no scandals. She don't never put nobody on blast. It's just when she done fucking with you, she move along and she go about her thing. She know the code. It'd be a lot of women out here who don't know the code. They want to, you know, you get done fuck with nigga, you want to go tell a nigga business. Yep. Can't fuck with you.
And a lot of these rap niggas, they want to keep their shit private. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So
That's also why people fuck with people in the same things, because like they know the code. It'd be like 25 women who know the code, and also who else you gonna meet. If you hang around this circle, who else for the most part you gonna meet?
I think it was Merck or somebody tweeted, these celebrity people be kicking it with, be dating these people in Hollywood like they don't know people from their block. And I get that comment, but at the same time, some people from your block don't understand your new life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so why am I dating somebody from the block?
I got money for a reason. I don't have to date women from the fucking block.
I don't want to do that. If I want to do that, I wouldn't have worked this damn hard. No, I don't want to date somebody from my block. So I got to pay for everything? Fuck out of here.
I agree with that 100%. It's just like,
so you gotta fucking readjust your whole lifestyle because you don't know no better. Hell no, I'm fucking trying to take you to goddamn the Met Gala, and you don't know how to conduct yourself because you ain't been to this shit before.
I don't know. I want people to do better in 2021, man. That's what I want for both they men won't. And women.
They won't.
I want men to stop trying to control women. I want women to stop thinking shit's just so damn. I had a woman. I knew some girl. I'm not gonna put her name out here. A friend of mine. She told me one time. We were talking about body counts. I don't know how the fuck it got to that conversation, which is a pointless conversation to me because I've never asked you what your fucking body count is. She was like, "Oh, if I don't give him any sex, I win." What the fuck is this?
You win
the Hunger Games. You win?
Did she specify what she wins?
She said, "Oh, some men are just trying to get sex from you. So if I can still get stuff out of him with getting sex, then I won." Well, number one, you're probably dealing with goofy niggas. Number one. Number two, the way it was phrased to me is like, you're not getting anything from this. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, if like
you don't like having sex.
Yeah, I don't really. I don't quite get it.
I don't get it either.
Aren't we all adults here?
That's what I'm saying. Everybody got to grow up, bro. Just grow the fuck up.
Like, yeah, I can't identify with her plight.
And yeah, so I was just like, you know, but if I told you this person, you'd understand where it came from. But she's cool. She's one of the homies. I'm just going to leave it at that. But she doesn't listen to this podcast.
I think I know who. It's like one or two people.
And men, yo, man, I saw a couple of you niggas out here doing the busted trying to stop it, bro. It's for the bitches. Somebody hopping to Vic Mensa fits. Like, what are you doing? Sit the fuck down, dog. These women have a good fucking time, bro. Like, what the fuck is up, dog?
Yeah, why you gotta feel left out, bro?
Yeah. It's like, there's a lot of shit like, yo, we need this vaccine to drop now because y'all are fucking tripping. I really want to know, like, I think you said the other day, like, you miss going to dinners. I'm just going out on dates, too. And I just want to, you know, have a conversation with somebody. I ain't got to worry about, did you test this week? You know what I'm saying? Who you been around?
Sometimes you just don't want people in your house, too. Like, I just don't want you to, like, I'd rather go out.
People in my house.
I don't want you to come over. I'd rather just go out. And I'd rather just feel like, I'd rather just feel the ambiance. I'd rather hear some music that I didn't decide to play. I'd rather, you know, I don't know, have somebody serve me some wine. Like, something.
Go to a wine tasting.
Something. Like, I really just want to sit at home today.
How do you think this will change the landscape of dating? Because I kind of feel like...
I think it's already changed the landscape.
But it's like, it gets very, like, it's a thin line, right? Like, if you're going to be kicking it with somebody, now you got to ask questions and shit. That's just kind of like, I don't really feel like asking you what you've been doing, like who you've been around, but for my safety, I need to know, yo, when the last time you took the test and shit.
I think a lot of people are just getting into relationships right now.
But and I think a lot of people are also getting into relationships they ain't got no business getting into.
I don't know if you're just bored or if like you really love this person or like if you know maybe it slowed you down and you decide to find love. I feel like a lot of people are just jumping into relationships right now. So I feel like the game is already changing.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, it's a lot more video shit. More video shit going on. I think it's the gift and the curse. Like, yeah, we can also actually kind of learn more about these people too before you go out there and spend any significant time with them. But it put a lot of work. Sometimes, like, I ain't really got nothing going on. Like, we came on this podcast. I'm like, yo, what you been doing last 10 days since the year started? Niggas like, shit, we've been in the house. So it's like, what am I talking to you about? You ain't did shit. Something. I mean, all your stuff you can talk about. What I mean is like, there's always stuff you can talk about, but it's like, yeah, if you have a job, 9 times out of 10, you working remote. If you don't, you're doing your thing. And it's just like, okay.
I mean, you can always find something to talk about. It's just like, I mean, like I said, it just depends on what you want to do. I feel like I said, a lot of people just jump into relationships. Like, I know a lot of women, like, girl, I used to fuck with, like, yeah, I got a boyfriend now. What the fuck do you?
Rethink your place on the roster right now.
Like, okay, like, that's fine. I'm happy for you. I hope it works out. But, like, the fuck? Like, when the fuck did this? How?
Like, what, y'all just got on the FaceTime? Like, all right, we gonna be together?
Yeah, like, fucking how? Like, I mean, I hope it works out. Pray to God. But, like, the fuck is going on? See, I feel like a lot of people, like, just get in relationship. And I'm like, one of the homies was like, so when are you gonna settle down? I'm like, whoa, my goodness. Whoa.
Not right now.
Can I have some fun with my fucking life first? Jesus, but yeah, a lot of people just, you know, and also people be lonely, man. You sitting at the crib,
nothing wrong,
you at home more, you lonely, you know what I'm saying? You want somebody to come over and feel like, you know, they're yours. But let's see what happens when outside open back up, whenever that is.
This is there's nothing wrong with being lonely, want to have, you know, companionship.
Oh, everybody gets lonely.
It's regular human shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was on here just talking about prostitutes 5 minutes ago. I mean, tell you everything, no, right there. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just kind of one of those things where you got to figure, as long as you're being safe about it, it's something I want to talk about on this podcast, but it's like, I don't want to get too specific, but fuck it. We're going to do it. It's 2021. Let's do it. So I had a conversation with a woman. We're not going to put any details about what this conversation, who this woman is, but the conversation was about seeing people in a pandemic. Now, this particular person doesn't want to take the vaccine, right? So if you don't want to take the vaccine, you should at least at the very minimum take a test, right? Mm-hmm. The very minimum. This person doesn't want to take a test either. So they're like, we'll wait until this other person that she's talking to, we're going to call this other dude Greg, right? We're going to give this nigga a name. Call this nigga Greg. Greg, she's going to wait till Greg gets a fucking vaccine. And then she was like, oh, I'll just kick it with Greg after that. But that vaccine only protects Greg and not your dumbass. So where do you go from here? It's like, what the fuck? So that's going to start coming into the questions of things. What if you run into a person who not only is anti-vaccine, but don't want to take no tests? And you're like, well, bitch, I ain't fucking with you no more.
I mean, my thing would be protect yourself as best you can. If you get sick, that's on you. I'm going to protect myself, though.
Are you having sexual relations with a woman who don't want to take no vaccine, don't want to take no tests? Is that,
would
you?
I mean, if that? I'm vaccinated, yeah. That's your health. Fuck. That's your health. I'm not paying your fucking health bills. That's on you. You got health insurance? Pray to God you do. I ain't paying for that shit. That's on you. You get your ass sick, sit your ass down. I took my shit. Oh, I'm supposed to be protected. They say this shit, what, 95% effective?
So I talked to my cousin yesterday who's a nurse, and she told me that it's pretty protective. I think she says like 95%, like you said, 95% effective. You take 2 doses. You take one, yeah. You take the second one like 2-3 weeks later. And she said really the only thing, she like her arm was a little swollen, but that's really about it. And then, you know, it comes down later. But she's like, it protects you. It doesn't protect this person. And she gave me the doctor answer that you should not be around irresponsible people who are not taking, at least not testing, even if you have a vaccine, because they can still spread the shit. And they don't know for a fact that you can't get the vaccine later, you can't get sick later on. So there's a lot of questions about this vaccine. And
yeah, nobody knows like what it is. You don't know if it's something where you got to take it every year or something where you got to.
There's a lot of questions being answered, a lot of questions out. Like I think you said a couple episodes ago, 2021 is going to be the year of the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Where it's going to be a word you're going to hear a lot. It's going to be a word that, you know, we're going to see what are the consequences going to be, how many people are going to actually going to try to get this. And so what would you do if this woman you're sleeping with, right? You like, fuck it, I'm safe. But what if she gets sick? You're not going to feel away? You ain't going to give a shit?
No. Like, what? No. She'll probably live. Like, fuck, she dies. She probably won't fall out and die. She'll probably be okay.
So what if this bitch is in the ICU?
Nigga, ain't nobody tell your. I'm be like, that's fucked up. But ain't nobody tell your ass. Like, yeah, I'm gonna be like, damn, that's sad. Like, damn, nigga. But like, ain't nobody tell. Nigga, that's on you. Everybody is their own person. Hey, that's man. On. I can't do shit about it. The fuck you.
I can't have that on my conscience.
It ain't on my conscience.
It's
nigga.
On mine.
How? I can't force you to do shit.
I can't force you to do nothing. You grown, you can do what the fuck you want.
What the fuck?
I'm just not finna be the nigga around. Oh yeah, she was around this nigga. And no, hell no.
That's on you, nigga.
And like, well, yeah, she in the ICU, but I got some pussy.
That's on her.
I can't do it. Hey, if that's something you want to do, I wish we had like a hotline, nigga. We do another hotline episode. I don't know how crazy it get because Damian's a married man now. So I don't know how crazy that episode
is. He's found love.
He's not the same nigga anymore.
But no, yeah, I mean, that's all. Like, that's all, again, like, my thing with this whole situation is, like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I can't really force somebody else to do what they're going to do. I'm going to do what I'm
going to
do. So
I'm 100% on that, too. I'm just saying, if I'm dating somebody.
If it's my, like, wife or something, we're going to have a conversation.
Okay,
like,
so here's a question. Like, here's a deeper question for you. So this is just a woman. Okay, I just asked you a question. Let's say the last woman I asked you about, this is just a woman you're fucking with. So what was this a woman that you care about, right? You're in a relationship with or something like that. You ain't gonna want her to get sick.
I'm literally gonna have the same approach. That's on you. I'm not gonna want you to get sick. Obviously, like, I would still hope if you don't want to do that, that you still not out here just wilding. Please wear your mask. Please wash your hands. Please watch where you go. Like, don't be out here just like it don't exist. Like, nah, my nigga, protect yourself. But if you don't want to take this shit, that's on you. Also, if you get sick, I mean, I'll do what I can for you. At the end of the day, nigga, that's on you. That is on fucking you. That's your prerogative. That's your prerogative. Like, if that's what you want to happen, that's what you want to happen. Again, like, you probably won't end up there unless you get really, 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 really sick. You'll probably be okay with some vitamins. But still, if you do, that's a chance you took. You saw the numbers. You knew what it was. You want to go out here and wild the fuck. But also, if you was wilding out, I wouldn't be with you. If you just
what do you qualify as wilding out? Wilding out.
Like, if you just out here like it don't exist, you know what I'm saying? You going to like house parties every damn week, no mask, just vibes. Like, then it's like, all right, you a little bit like wild with it. If you just like say, yo, I don't want to take the vaccine, but you know, you like masked
up. The vaccine, I'm not tripping on. If you want to take the vaccine, cool. I just ask you at least to take a damn test. So I can at least know what the fuck you going on, what you got going on.
Yeah, but also we in this world, like, a lot of times you got to take tests for, like, I had to take a rapid test the other day because I was like, oh, when I shot this show, I had to take like a rapid test to like even do that. It's like,
oh, for the Baron Davis shit?
Yeah, it's like, and like, he be like having like slight parts, but they be having like rapid testing. So like before you even walk
and
in.
And rapid tests are pretty effective too.
Yeah, like before you walk in, you get like rapid tests. It take like
10 to 15 minutes?
Yeah, like they just like stab your finger, take your blood, 10, 15 minutes, you know, if you straight. Like, all right. And then, like, if you come back positive, you gotta go home, which is like fucked up.
Right, man, exactly. Like, but at least you know the status of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I just want to know what it is, because I, like I said, I take the vaccine. I don't trust. Maybe this is just my paranoia. I don't trust the vaccine enough to where I'm gonna deal with a person who's not at least taking tests. And like, well, I'm gonna keep fucking her even though I'm vaccinated. I'm not gonna take no chance. Like, I don't trust that shit like that. I don't know the effectiveness. I don't know if that, you know, if I have sexual relations with a woman who got it, but I don't know she got it. Because she didn't take a fucking test, that don't mean now I'm gonna get it. I don't fucking know that shit. I don't trust that shit like that, so I ain't doing that shit.
I mean, I feel you. I also think about the vaccine. Like I said, you won't really know. Like, the news cycles come so quick, but it's like, I really wish they wouldn't, because like, you never really won't know.
I mean, we're in the social media, everything comes
quick. Yeah, but you won't know no information about this shit until like 18 months later.
Bro. People being like, the celebrities be knowing their family members died. Like, if it's a celebrity, they'd be like, when Kobe died, we knew before Vanessa knew.
We did.
Yeah, it came out. I think it came out before they even confirmed it. That's why she like suing somebody or whatever. Like, the news came out super quick.
But yeah, like, it's like stuff just comes out so fast, and it's like, yo, like, I wish we could like wait on the information. It's like, it's impossible. But it's like you get half information. Like, okay, like, even still, like, oh, it's 30% more transmittable. What does that mean?
Right.
Like, what does that actually mean, bro? So it's like, we won't know a lot of stuff until like 12-18 months later.
Yeah, I think the only high chance, and by the way, I know my brother is not on here, but Alabama's kicking Ohio State's ass 35-17 right now. Yeah. Every time I look at the TV, there's a red jersey in the end zone.
They up north.
Yeah, pretty much. I just kind of feel like it's like we're not going to really, I don't know when the fuck we're going to ever get the quote unquote normal, if ever, but I think the earliest probably summer 2022. This year, I won't say this year's cooked, because as soon as I take that vaccine, I'm back out here. And what I mean by back out here, I mean like kicking with the guys, being around family, summer sessions back in person.
It's not cooked. I mean, like, people gonna adapt and adjust regardless. like people already adapted to Justin, which is why the numbers is how they are. Because people is like, you know what, whatever. And people gonna adapt to Justin. It's not cooked, but I feel like you won't get back to quote unquote normal. To me, I started saying shit like 2024, 2025, because even still, when those things come back, like what about the businesses? Like, what about, you know what I'm saying, your favorite restaurants? What about, you know, how Melrose is going to look? Like, when is that going to be a booming, you know, business place?
You had a good point the other day. I want to know how L.A., New York, Chicago, how these cities are going to look post-pandemic, if there ever is a post-pandemic. When things get as close as to normal, how you think it's going to look?
Yeah, like downtown Chicago, like it's a lot of businesses down there. That rent, high as hell. You still got to pay that rent. Like, there's some stores still got to pay for that storefront. Like, how is, and then the mayor just closed your shit for 6, 7, 8 months. Stores ain't got, some stores do, the big ones, but most people ain't got 6, 7, 8 months of just, you know, money they could just throw at something to, you know, be able to survive. So it's like, how many of these things look vacant? How many, you know, like, what's there? What's left after you, after it's quote unquote over? So that's what I mean. Like, when it's quote unquote over, it's still not over because people got to recover from that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm really interested to see just like, it's going to take a long time for some of these things to recover. Like bars and shit just recently closed, like around early December. Clubs been closing this bitch almost a year.
I mean, even like a bar, can you imagine how much money they lost?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a whole new thing. Whatever you knew about nightlife in Los Angeles, it's new when this shit gets back open up again.
If it even exists, I think it'll go back to a lot of house parties and stuff like that.
I mean, it ain't going back. It's going on right now.
Yeah, but house parties would be something that continues more, in my personal opinion, just because like it's going to be hard, you know, new clubs will pop up, things like that. But a lot of the things that you were used to won't be around, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, I don't know.
Restaurants too.
Restaurants,
small businesses, shit, everything.
And I think it's a two-way street. It's not just, you know, us, how people act. This government ain't doing shit either, nigga. You on talking about, oh, we need small businesses to come back when you ain't giving these small businesses money to stay afloat.
Facts.
And now y'all got the money. Y'all print that shit up.
Facts. Now it's definitely everybody. It's Democrats fighting Republicans over like whatever. Then there's like the people that's like at the bottom, which is like impacted by everything that goes on. But it's like they just at war with each other. It's like a dick grabbing contest between them two. Mm-hmm. They like at war with each other, but it affects everybody else. Like niggas, like somebody want 2K checks, but we don't want 2K checks unless they do that. And then like, well, no, give them 600 if you can't agree on this. And then, like, everything just gets caught in the middle.
I don't know what they expect any bill-paying human being to do with a $600 stimulus check. But.
And it even came after the holidays. So you can't even say that,
my shit already gone.
Yeah, so you can't say that, like, you was even trying to give it to niggas for Christmas because, like, nigga, that shit gone. So you can't even say that's, like, what is that going to do?
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's a lot of stuff is just, I don't even know, bro. And then also, it's something that ain't happened in 100 years. Even the last time it happened, the world wasn't as interconnected. So one thing I do say is like it's a lot of people just going through trial and error. Niggas don't know what niggas have no idea what the fuck they doing.
For sure. I definitely agree with that. I mean, even our grandparents, they've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, my grandma was born in 1926. The influenza shit was from like what, 1915 and 1918?
Yeah.
So she ain't even seen it. And even with that. The world wasn't as interconnected. Like, if the shit was in New York, it can't just get to California by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, it's going to take a long... It might not have even reached California.
Well, I know... I think the governor of California tweeted today they're going to start opening up vaccinations. They're going to start doing Dodger Stadium, Petco Park, where the Padres play, and some other park. I think, like, this week they're going to start. Now, of course, it's not going to be open to the regular park. I think the next people to get are, like, old people, I think. Like, in like, the line of people who get that shit. But I mean, it's going to be interesting year. It's going to be interesting year to see how we kind of go through. I think we're the part of acceptance. I feel like a lot of time last year, we spent a lot of, I feel like the first couple months were like a shot. Like this shit's really going to, remember when we thought this shit was going to be, well, you didn't think, but a lot of people thought this shit was going to be in August. You told us from the jump, this shit going to be a couple years, but there's a lot of people, oh, you know, once this shit mutilates in the summer, you know what I'm saying? We'll be good. No. So now that we're almost approaching one full year, it's like kind of people like, all right, we're just trying to move around this way or whatever. And I'm past being like, oh, well, you doing this, you and that. Yo, do what the fuck you want to do. Do like, because at this point, I honestly, as much as I disagree with what you're doing, I kind of feel you. I kind of feel you. I be feeling like I'm on house arrest. So I kind of feel you.
No, that was just me from day one. Like, nigga, that is on you. The system will take your healthcare money if you end up in the hospital. Most of y'all not going to end up in the hospital. Some of you will. If you get it, pray this shit. Don't get that bad. But number one, the most you can do, try to, like I've been saying from the whole time, build up your immune system, take some fucking vitamins, and also wear a mask, wash your hands, do the normal things that they advise you to do to try to, you know, prevent the shit from happening. When I walk in the house, I wash my hands. When I go to Staples Center, every time I pass one of the things, I wash my hands. You know, I try
I wash my hands all damn time.
Try to minimize who I'm around. Try not to go and be around a 100 motherfuckers. Like
I think the guys in general, everybody's been, you know, pretty smart about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't think anybody's just been out here, you know, wilding and shit. But
it do be motherfuckers out here wild.
Oh, for sure. Oh,
that's on New Year's. Niggas was out. Like, niggas was
big tripping on New Year's.
One of my homegirls, she got it. And I was like, damn, nigga, New Year's must be crazy.
I think I kind of know who that homegirl is. Do I follow her on Instagram?
I don't know. I doubt it. You don't know it.
I don't know this person. Okay. Nah. There's one of the other your homegirls who we know who's wilding too.
We know her?
Yeah, we know her. We saw All-Star Weekend at the game.
At the game?
Yeah. We went to the rookie sophomore game. We went to the projects, 300 section.
She was at the game?
Yeah, yeah. One of your homegirls. I ain't going to say her name on the pod.
She was from L.A.?
No, she's from the crib. You go back with her. Way back.
She's straight. She's
tripping on the ground.
She's straight. But she also in Atlanta. So like that's a whole different.
Oh yeah, you know,
whole movies. Different thing. But she's just a different girl. She went to Tulum,
Atlanta part two.
She went to Mexico, and I was watching. I'm like, oh, yo, that's going crazy. She was like, I texted her. She was like, yeah, I'm sick. I'm like, you sick, or you like just sick? She's like, yeah, I got COVID. I'm like, it's not that bad. I'm like, oh, the party must be crazy. She's like, nah, it really wasn't a party. I was wild. And I was like, oh, what's wrong, you know?
Well,
she was like, yeah. she was like, yeah, but honestly, like, I had so much fun. I hadn't had fun in like a while. Like, it was kind of worth it. I'm like, well, all right. I mean, shit, if you, as long as hey, you man, good, nigga.
You like hey. It, I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and do your thing. There's one thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about, before we get to the whole, there's like something else I want to talk about as far as like verses and where I think that shit's gonna go. But so about the shit happened on the Capitol last week, though. Like that shit was like
that shit was crazy.
It's just like this shit. I'm like that. Like people were like, oh, well, this shit be happening. I was just looking at it like, yo, white people are crazy. That's the whole thought I had watching that shit. Like white people out of their fucking minds, and white people live in like
I said, nah, I told totally you, different you, rules. Told you, nigga, you cannot oppress no white people. When white people even feel like they being oppressed, they will kill you.
Yeah.
White nigga, they was gonna tie up some niggas.
Yeah,
because
they came in there with the little strap joint.
With the shits, they was gonna tie up some niggas.
Looking like they was at the first nigga, on first scene white, on Tenet.
Nigga, them niggas is the beast. Nigga, yeah. Black people do not. We are a very I don't want to say docile.
We ain't docile. Peaceful. We don't I don't feel like most black people we don't do nothing, we ain't been fucked with.
We are a very peaceful. For the most part,
yeah.
White folk, them niggas, no. Them niggas will travel 5,000 miles to conquer niggas who did nothing to them. These reason want to conquer you because we want because nigga, we want some silk.
And I think what was even wilder, they thought they were gonna go out here, be domestic terrorists, and still be able to go on an airplane and go home like nothing happened, and not knowing they on a no-fly list.
Yeah, but even still, like them, I'm kind of disappointed with some of the charges. Like them charges is like,
oh, they're white people. They're not gonna get real charges.
It don't really deter them from doing
it.
She's
not gonna stick.
Yeah, but it don't really deter them. Like, oh, you gonna give me 8 months in jail? Nigga, be running up in that bitch again. Fuck it. It don't really deter. Yeah, you gonna give me 8 months? They're running up in that bitch again. Fuck it.
I'm interested to see what's gonna happen with the inauguration in like 9 days. White people gonna try to pull some shit.
I think the inauguration, was just something. So I think the inauguration might be fine, but they just been floating around like January 17th. So apparently, now you guys can look this up. I was watching this one guy was talking about it. And I think it was January 17th, 1874. They did like an insurrection kind of like in Texas. Because I guess like the Texas old governor was like a Republican. He was kind of liberal. He was trying to get African Americans kind of rights. It's like in the industrialization era or whatever. And then they kind of like overtook it, and like they overtook it on that day. So apparently, like because of like symbolism and like, you know, white supremacy symbolism, like January 17th is a big day. Also, Dr. King's birthday is what, the 18th? Does he get recognized the 18th?
It's the 17th, I think it is.
78, whatever.
I don't know what the fuck Dr. King's birthday
is. I think it's, I think his actual birthday is the 15th, but he gets recognized on the 18th.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, so it's like that's a big, I think the inauguration, you got to be half crazy.
Dr. King was born January 15th, yeah.
Yeah, I think celebrated on the 18th.
On the 18th, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the 17th through like the through the 20th, any of those days something could happen.
I feel like I think I'm very close to thinking they might do that shit like virtual. They might do that shit virtual. They kind of like flow the idea out. And if they do, this is the presidential inauguration. So running up on Capitol and trying to run up on a president, you trying to die.
Yeah, you're trying to die.
Because like, niggas gonna get shot on sight. Like, let's just be 100%.
That's not, that's not. Now, if y'all don't try some 17th, 18th, okay. On the inauguration, nigga, come on, G. If y'all do that, then nigga, hey, G, if you die behind it like that, G, I ain't got nothing to say to you. If you die behind it like that, nigga, I ain't got nothing to say to you.
I remember watching Obama's first inauguration. I was like terrified. I just thought niggas was gonna try that, nigga. I was like, I was working at Jewel Osco, nigga. We had that shit on a little TV in the area and shit. And I was like, man. When he got out the car, you know how they do the little walking in? I was like, I hope he don't get out the car. And him and Michelle got out the car and they hold. I was just waiting for a pop. Like, I was just waiting for like JFK sound, dog. That shit never came. I was like, thank God. But I don't know, man. I personally think Kamala's gonna be president in 2 years. I hate to say it, but I don't think Biden lasts in health wise for four years, bro.
I think that nigga sick like that, though, G.
Ain't that he sick? Nigga old. He the oldest president in American history.
Yeah, but
nigga like 84.
Yeah, but that nigga seemed like he alright to me though.
And he's gonna be getting A1 doctor service now too.
Yeah, like that nigga seemed like he alright to me. Like
Joe
like
Biden
is 78.
78, okay.
That nigga be alright.
Okay, he should be alright.
Nigga be alright. Now he might now. If that nigga lasts 8 years, whoo shit. Now 8 years, whoo shit. But for this phone, nigga be alright.
Oh, yeah, I hope
but
so.
Eight,
I hope
that's so. Strong, nigga. That's now 8 puts you at 86. That's strong.
I don't think that nigga's getting 2 terms, but unless something great happens over these next 4 years. What's gonna happen is, yeah, Donald Trump might not be in office anymore, but Trumpism's not dead. You know what's gonna be powerful? There's gonna be a younger, smarter Trump who's actually a politician who's gonna come around, and that's gonna be something to fuck with. And that's who the Republican Party's gonna rally behind. This is not the end of this. The Democrats might have won the battle. The war is still going on. I'm telling niggas how Donald Trump is going to rebrand himself. This nigga is going to do something to make us forget he was president. People are going to start forgiving this nigga. He's not going to jail. So y'all can put that little idea to sleep right now. Nigga's not going to prison.
I personally think he might run again in 2024.
He could run. He's not winning again. They're not letting that nigga back in office again. They not. Even people who was on, that's why he got his ass kicked in this one. They not, niggas is not letting him back in that office again. Yeah. He can run. I can't ever see the Republican Party nominating that nigga again.
Even the nigga Mitch McConnell was like, all right, nigga, you tripping.
Mitch McConnell, nigga, Mike like, Pence was like, this nigga tripping.
Nigga, this nigga tripping. You on your own, nigga.
Right.
This nigga tripping. You got it, boss. Nah, nigga, about, I ain't going there with you, nigga.
But see, Trump still won, though. He won. I'm gonna tell you why he won. Because when he ran for president, everybody was laughing. Everybody, oh, this nigga ain't got no Donald Trump, the apprentice nigga. No. He ain't got no shot. Not only did he get a shot, he won. Not only did he won, he washed Hillary. He washed Hillary. And Hillary is the Buffalo Bills of politics. Now I want to give a shout out to their fans. They finally won the first playoff game in 25 years this weekend. I still don't fuck with Josh Allen. We'll talk about that on 2 Minute Drill tomorrow. But she's the Buffalo Bills of politics. She lost 2 elections. Two. So Obama and 2 motherfucking Trump. So
and Trump she won a popular vote in the last one.
And she won a popular vote. And you're forever going to have to call that nigga President Trump. Forever.
Forever.
That nigga won. Forever. I've never seen, there was so many things I didn't know a president could do.
Nigga.
Until this nigga got in office.
Or at least try to do. That at nigga least try tried to do. Some everything, nigga.
And I also think it's funny that now people want to, oh, we didn't impeach him. Nigga got like 5 days. Who even care anymore?
No, you care because it like says a message. For one, when you impeach somebody, it like ensures that they can never run again.
Okay.
Also, I think when you impeach somebody, look this up, not 1,000%, but I think that takes away their Secret Service protection for like, you know, they get protection for like the rest of their life. I think when they get impeached, they have no protection. And I think that you don't get your pension.
So fully impeached, like out of office impeached.
Yeah, like fully impeached.
Because Clinton did get impeached, which was funny. He got impeached because he got some fucking head.
But he got the impeached at Trump. Like Trump got impeached.
Yeah, Trump has been impeached. Yeah, nigga, but like out of office, Nixon or some shit.
Yeah, like literally out of office. I think you don't get Secret Service protection. I don't think you get your pension, and you can't run again. So that's why more so it's about like sending like a message, like nigga, no, you cannot do this shit. That's why it's more like, yo, impeach this nigga, even if it is 9 days, because it's like, you got to send, you got to like set a precedent, like, nigga, this will not be allowed. Shit was unprecedented, nigga.
I agree.
That shit was, like, nigga, that you have never seen. I was talking to my grandma, she was like, yeah, nigga, I ain't even seen this before. Like,
I promise you, I've watched enough CNN and MSNBC over these last 2 months to last me for the rest of my life.
I haven't cut it on once. I think I cut it on one time. And it was like taking bodies out the morgue. I'm like, nigga, I'm not watching this shit. Nigga, who want? Yeah, niggas is mortified. They got fucking bodies on live television. The nigga, with a helicopter view.
The nigga, Steve Kornacki, nigga, who's doing it. If you look over here in Pennsylvania, look at these votes over here. He had such a big thing. They had this nigga break down the NFL playoff chances and shit.
That's funny.
On Sunday Night Football for like 3 weeks in a row. But I'm done watching this shit, man. And then I seen people like, oh, we're going through so many. No, I know this question. I think it was a younger person that had a question. It was like 30 plus Twitter. How many of y'all have, is this new, we going through all these life-changing events? I was like, nigga, in the 90s, niggas had Columbine. Niggas had that when they was bombing Iraq and shit. Motherfucking 9/11, nigga. Like, this ain't new shit. We just got social media.
Yeah, you got social media. It's different type of shit that's happening.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't never seen niggas run up on the Capitol.
Right, exactly.
And also, it ain't been a pandemic. Like, that's the thing where it's like, this shit happens, but usually it's not a pandemic. So it's like, you don't have to pay attention to it. It's like, this shit, you really can't go nowhere. And
we were out living our lives, but I don't think we pay attention to shit.
Niggas wouldn't run up on the Capitol because you wouldn't have been as mad. Like, you wouldn't have been, like, literally, the only reason this nigga lost because a pandemic happened. If a pandemic didn't happen, this nigga would have won again.
If Trump even pretended like he gave a fuck about the pandemic, we wouldn't be having a new inauguration in a couple of
years. This nigga literally would have won again. If this shit didn't happen, this nigga would have won again. Even the whole summer, that wouldn't have happened. People would have protested, but it would have happened the same way if you could go out and still do things. Cause like, even still, that was like the only thing that you could do in a lot of places this summer. So like, you just ain't had a pandemic on top of everything else that's going on. So really like, everybody's sitting down and everybody really gotta think. And like you said, you ain't never watched as much CNN and MSNBC. Everybody is. Like, nigga, the news is having a great year. The niggas is having an incredible year. They had an incredible year.
They having a great time.
So like I can only imagine what it costs like an ass spot doing CNN, nigga, right now. That shit probably.
I mean, CNN out here doing original content like they motherfucking Disney Plus and shit.
It's like,
I seen a commercial for that shit this morning.
Well, they've been doing original content for a minute, though, Loki.
I'm talking about like a TV show, like scripted.
Oh, shit, that's different.
Yeah.
They
trying to get their hands in the streaming wars.
Fucking crazy.
Which is crazy.
Speaking of streaming wars, I finally saw All of Wonder Woman.
Okay, what'd you think?
It's a kids movie.
I want to hear that shit, man.
I would never watch it again. It's not terrible. I'm going to cut them a little bit of slack because I feel like they probably finished some of it during COVID.
No, they didn't. That shit was finished a long time ago. It was supposed to come out at the beginning of the year. And then, like,
the green screen was awful.
DC has awful green screen. Have you watched Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah, but
the CG that is ridiculous.
Yeah, but it was like 4 years ago when like I probably didn't notice. Like, I got to go back and rewatch it again and see if I still think the CG is terrible.
It's terrible. It's just, look, man, DC don't know what the fuck they're doing. This is my problem with DC. Everybody call me a DC hater, which is probably accurate. But it's the thing with DC. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Niggas got three Batmans, bro. Oh, you got three Batmans. They got Ben Affleck, who's going to be Batman in, like, the Flash movie or some shit. The regular Batman is going to be Michael Keaton, old ass. And then they're going to have Robert Pattinson is going to be the Batman, the alternate universe Batman. Pick one goddamn Batman. Have the shit. I feel like they fucked up. They tried to get a Marvel universe, but make it too quick. Yeah. Marvel is as successful as they are now because they put the steps in. The first Marvel movie, like the original Marvel Studios movie, came out 13 years ago. So you gotta like build your shit. And I think they're better at casting too.
Who? Marvel?
Marvel. Way better at casting.
I still think that they're trying to get the kids. Like, I think that's why they're trying to do so many damn Batman. But I really think that they're trying to get the kids.
Marvel got the kids. It's fucking Disney.
Yeah, but exactly. But I feel like if you like, let's say with Wonder Woman, you like it was very like both of them been very girl power, but even this one was even more like girl power.
You could be girl power without being corny. Captain Marvel wasn't corny.
The first Wonder Woman I liked though.
I ain't like the first Wonder Woman.
I love the first one. The first Wonder Woman is a great movie to me.
And maybe because I just don't like Robin Wright, who played the mother or whatever, and because she was a bitch on Forrest Gump. She was Jenny. Jenny was a bitch.
All right. okay.
And of course, she's the actress. She's not the first. I can't look at any roles.
I fuck with the first Wonder Woman. This one was just like a little bit more. It was like more like cheesy and childish. I didn't hate the movie, but it was just more cheesy and childish to me.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it. I thought it was bad, but I think the main issue I got about with outside of Batman, I love Batman, but outside of Batman,
Kazam was dope.
Kazam was a, I mean, Shazam, whatever. Kazam and Shaq.
That shit, Shazam. Shaq,
all of Shaq's movies are terrible, but Shazam was a kid's movie. I'm not gonna properly judge that, but I just don't care about the characters. I don't give a shit about Wonder Woman, like. Marvel to me, of course, I'm a Marvel stan. I'm sound biased. They made me care about characters I shouldn't give a shit about. I didn't give a shit about Black Widow to the last fucking movie. I didn't give a fuck. I'm like, bitch, I ain't got no power. She shoot niggas. Like, I don't care. I don't give a shit about Hawkeye, but now I want to see a show. Fun. So I think that goes with the script and the character building. Which DC is lacking.
They've been building these characters for years and years and years and years and years and years and years.
I want our last topic, of course, we're gonna give y'all a little sports. I wanna know what the NBA and the Rona. And the Rona thing is going on, right? I think like the fourth game got canceled today. The NBA got stuff acting like they give a shit. And this is what I mean by that. Adam Silver acts like he cares so much. And maybe he does. I don't buy it. Be like Big Raj. Be like Roger Goodell. He don't give a shit. Okay. Wear the heel role. He like, okay, yeah. Half you niggas can't play. I'm gonna put y'all niggas on Wednesday night football. I'm gonna make y'all niggas play y'all backups. I'm gonna have a game where there's no quarterbacks on the roster and y'all still gonna play.
I think football is a different mentality than basketball. I think football, regardless, because niggas die every week, is like next man up consistently. It's like, nigga, okay, you ain't gonna figure basketball is a little bit different. As far as what's going on with the league, people think they gonna cancel. It's something drastic would have to happen for them to like.
I don't think they're gonna cancel, but they did say Woj or Chris Haynes said today that they're thinking about pausing it for a week to 2 weeks. I don't really know what that's gonna do. I think in a month it'll be right back in the same thing. Because like you said, the problem they have is they play every day.
But I really think like niggas was kicking it for New Year's.
Oh, for sure.
And that's why like you see all these infections now. And then also they gotta figure out where this shit's coming from. Cause like niggas go to Washington and just get sick. Like, is it the hotel they stand at in Washington? Like, what the fuck? Literally, a lot of these infections happen after niggas go to Washington. Like, yeah, Celtics played Washington, they got sick. So it's like, I don't know how niggas gotta, so I don't know. But also, we knew that they weren't, I think everybody prepared for game postponements. I don't think every team.
Sure, yeah.
Like, I don't think everybody won't end up playing 73 games. Some teams will play 68, 65. And end up
it's going to be like college. It's like, look, Ohio State in the fucking championship, these niggas play seven games.
How the fuck they in the championship then?
Some shit with the rules. I don't know what it was. Some conferences didn't play. So that's what kind of happened. They're 7-0 and Alabama was like 12-0. Probably why the score you got right now.
Makes sense.
So, and, you know, the fucking Marlins, they made it to the second round of the playoffs. Their whole team was out for like 2 weeks. These niggas ain't played no game. They didn't play 60 games. Niggas played like 40-some games.
Exactly. So it's like, I think you'll see some of that with something. And luckily for the NBA, it's not, at least yet, through every team. You really just got like, well, it's like, what, two teams that really got serious issues?
It's
the Sixers,
the Celtics.
And the Mavericks.
The Mavericks, that game got canceled today.
The Heat got a couple guys. Also, the protocol thing is weird, though, because it's like, that don't mean you have it.
Yeah, it just means you've been around somebody that has.
Exactly. So it's like, we got safe.
Because KD didn't actually have it this time.
Yeah, they just sat his ass down.
What do you think about the Kyrie situation? Because I don't know what the fuck to think about that shit.
I hope that nigga all right.
You never know what's in Kyrie's mind, man. Like, I really feel like as soon as his next contract over, this nigga's gonna retire.
He's retiring. He's not playing much longer, bro.
And I think Kyrie's like role or whatever is bigger. I guess his purpose is big. I can really see Kyrie being one of them community ass niggas that maybe 10, 15 years from now, niggas like, you know that nigga playing the NBA?
Yeah.
Like, and of course it's two different things. It's not like he's a community nigga, but a lot of people don't know. Amari Rashad played in the NFL. Not only did he play in the NFL, he was a rookie of the year.
Ain't he a Hall of Famer, low-key?
He's not a Hall of Famer. I think he's in a college football Hall of Fame. But okay. He's in the Vikings Ring of Honor.
Only reason why Kyrie won't be forgotten is basketball, because he's one of the biggest shots of all time.
I won't say he won't be forgotten, but I think there'll be some kids where they won't know that this nigga played. If he wins a couple championships, he wins like one or two more championships with the Nets, maybe. But if it stays the way it is right now, I think there'll be some kids who, oh, did this nigga play basketball?
The only reason why, like I said, I think that won't happen is because this nigga does. Well, but at the same time, that player is already low-key getting wiped out of history. You see the block way more than you see that nigga shot.
Yeah.
You see the block way more than you see that nigga shot. So at the same time, that player is kind of already getting wiped out of history.
There's people who act like LeBron won this shit by himself.
Didn't you say that like they did a replay of the game?
Yeah, they did a replay on ESPN. They didn't show the shot.
Like, yeah, so, I mean, hey, maybe you're right. That shit is getting wiped completely out of history. So maybe you're right. Niggas might not know in a couple, you know, 20, 30 years. But I mean, I hope he's all right. Maybe it's a mental health thing.
I hope Kyrie's all right. I hope it's just, and somebody's like, maybe it's about the Cavs. I don't think Kyrie gives a shit about what happened to the Cavs. There wasn't no niggas involved with that shit.
I don't think he cares about that shit.
And I saw one report that like Kyrie was throwing parties and shit. I was like, I don't believe that either. But whatever he's going through, obviously a lot of people don't know what's going through. I don't think he's Steve Nash. He would say he don't know what's going on. KD was like, you know, I hope he's all right. So obviously, Kyrie strikes me as one of them niggas who just goes into like a little cell and just like turns his phone off.
Come out, yeah, and comes out when he wants to.
And he comes out when he comes out, which those are the worst people to deal with on planet Earth. But I don't understand people just had their phone on do not disturb all the damn day. Like, why you got a phone? Honestly, why you got a phone?
Leave that motherfucker somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you or people who keep their shit on vibrate all day, like. Like, to me, like, if I go to sleep at night, I keep my phone on. I don't want to be, you know, emergency going. I'm not going to hear it vibrate when I'm knocked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So I want to hear if somebody just says, somebody got called me for an emergency or something.
I mean, my phone usually don't vibrate, but, like, it just depends on what I'm doing. But usually my phone stays on vibrate, usually.
I can't do it, man.
I don't know. It's just, like, my phone be on whatever it be on. Yeah, I don't really know. But also, I hear phone calls because of my computer.
Okay.
So it's like if my phone, I'll hear another one because my computer will ring.
I finally got a new computer because my Mac was just freezing all the goddamn time. Like,
how do you live your life?
I don't really like this computer. It's a Dell and I really wanted a Mac, but a Mac is another rent payment. So I had to do what I had to do. So I just, you know, it's better because, I mean, it's easy to get shit done because it's not freezing every fucking 5 seconds. So that helps a lot. But a lot of shit that you need for like, you know, shit we do entertainment-wise is not on a PC. All that shit is like, even the original recording software I was using to record this podcast and others is only on Mac. So I had to find out another way to record and shit. So it was kind of a pain in the ass, but helps me do what I got to do. So it kind of is what it is, man.
Wait, another thing that just came out today. Is this new? Yeah, it came out 2 hours ago. It said Kyrie is reportedly off the grid.
Off the grid, which means he not answering no phone calls, niggas not answering no texts, none of that shit.
I hope that nigga. I don't know what that. I mean, hey, hope he alright. Shit, I don't know.
I hope Kyrie's alright, man. Whatever Kyrie's doing, you know what I'm saying. Stay up. I want to see Kyrie Ubi. I was enjoying watching the Nets. Now I see the Nets playing somebody. I'm like, is KD coming? Like, you really got to look at the injury report. But sports in general now, you got to look at the COVID report. Who the fuck playing? Do I want to watch this game? Because I said this the other day, like, I feel like sports in general, like, it's on and I watch it. But it's not appointment television to me right now. All any of the sports. Like, I can find other shit to do.
I feel you. Like, I pay the most attention when I pay the most attention to who on my fantasy team. Because, like, the nigga BD offended me. So now I want to really win the league.
How do you
my
think?
Team was weak. I beat that nigga ass last week in fantasy, by the way. Fuck out of here, nigga. But nigga said my team was weak.
Niggas have come a long way from getting drunk at the Bar Louie in Hyde Park to having Baron Davis's phone number and actually talking to this nigga. Facts. Niggas have come a long way.
Facts.
I want to give you and Thomas, you guys, your credit, because what y'all don't understand, this nigga Pav brought me the Hoops and Brews idea. Like, maybe when did y'all start? 2016?
Yeah, I think it was 2016.
I think it was like early 20. It was a little bit after we started 79th and Hallis. So I guess it's probably like early 2016, late 2015. He was like, I want to do a show called Hoops and Brews. We're gonna sit down in a bar, we're gonna drink, and we're just gonna argue about sports. So to see from y'all go from that to y'all got y'all home shit now. Y'all covering the Clippers, y'all working with Baron Davis, y'all out here, y'all just produced something. Y'all had Steven Jackson on there. Yes, you know what I'm saying? That. I'm glad to have like the homies that are all doing their thing. I want to give a shout out to Mike. I want to give a shout out to Dre, Dukes, Rob, God, all them.
Yourself too, nigga. You covering the Bears.
Of course. You know, I don't want to kiss my own ass, but you know, we're all doing our thing. You know, they just opened up their third pillar store in Forest City. You know, I was telling Mike the other day, we used to go to Forest City doing half days and just bullshit. Now you got your own business in there. So shout out to y'all. You know, we doing our thing over here at Barber's Chair. You know what I'm saying? We just finished our first season covering the Bears.
I can't wait to listen to y'all 7 Night for Hallis today too.
Oh, I took him to church.
I'm very looking forward to listening.
I had a good rant on that. Like it was a very good rant. I posted some of it on my Instagram. I figured out how to make clips now. You niggas is done now. So I already know summer session clips are gonna get some once we get the whole game back. This is the COVID edition. Half the team out.
COVID
edition. Just the COVID edition. Well, we gonna call this episode the COVID list.
Facts, COVID list.
So this is gonna be a shorter episode. It's probably we like on an hour and 21. The gang will be back this week for OT. Flows will be back. Damien will be back. And you know what I'm saying? So look out for that. Whatever, any type of things we didn't cover, the ignorance that you're looking for is gonna come. So I just want to appreciate everybody for listening to us, man. We're back. This is episode 51. We'll be doing the double podcast like we have been doing before the break or whatever. So, and when the vaccine drops, we're going to take the vaccine and we're going to get back to doing this shit in person. And we've got some good plans on what we want to do with the future of this podcast for the end of this year, for the entire year. So look out to that. As usual, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at BarbChairScott on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow Pav at PavyWorld on Twitter and Instagram. Hit pavverbs.com up right now. Keep streaming. Let it to my exes right now. Let's get that up to 50K before we drop a new record. Songs by Women coming very, very soon. You can follow Barbershed Network on Twitter and Instagram at BarbershedNet. Subscribe to our Patreon if you haven't already. Patreon.com/BarbershedNetwork. We got two packages. If you just want to hear the Summer Sessions episodes, it's a $5 package for that. It's a Summer Session package. If you want everything, which I would highly suggest you do, Summer Sessions, all access, $10 a month. You get, you know, Saving Night the Hallis bonus records. We're going to be doing, you know, exclusive shit. And the whole Sopranos Season 2 of Cinema with the Guys is going to be on there next week. So shout out to everybody who's been, you know, doing their binging of that show. Just hit its 21st and 22nd anniversary the other day. So we're dropping Season 2 on there next week. So look out for that. And we're going to holler at y'all niggas on Thursday for OT, man. We out.